Welcome, everybody, to another episode of OTR Vantage Point. I am your host, Mark Kelly from Kelly Defense. If you're listening to the audio show of the house, make sure you go and hit us a five-star rating, leave us a comment, interact with the page. If you're watching on video, make sure you check out the subscribe button, the notification bell, leave us a comment, interact with the page. At the very least, share these audio and video shows. We really appreciate it. If you like what you're seeing from the OTR universe and you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/ontherangepodcast. There you'll have exclusive content, early access. You also have special promos that we have from our industry partners. Save yourself a boatload of money. Also, we have our Zoom calls. Our Zoom calls with the Patreon community are amazing. They're folks around the world that come in and join in and do the question and answer with Rick and I. It's a lot of fun. Do them twice a month. It's a lot of good content, too. A lot of good training tips. If you want to support us and we want to expand, we would like to hire a couple individuals to help us put out better product. Alternative media sources are becoming more popular and necessary, and we're going to go over that with the show today. If you want to support the show, again, go to our Patreon page. Really appreciate it. The link's down below. If you're watching the video show, you see that I'm wearing the Patriot from Eagles and Angels. Our friend Tom in Southern Pines runs an amazing shop. Go check him out. Also, go to eaglesandangelsltd.com. A lot of great outreach that Tom and his crew does. Amazing products. They have a Warrior collection, an Angel collection, and they also have custom orders. So go check them out. Anybody who's supportive of the military, loves freedom, loves America, this is your guy. His hats are amazing. He has other items. Rick has a product. Go check it out. It's awesome. I bought one myself. So again, at eaglesandangelsltd.com, get your orders in now. Christmas is coming. As many of you probably already know, Mr. Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges. Now, I'm waiting till today, the day after, to comment because I wanted to see what the media was saying, in particular MSNBC, last night and this morning. But I also noticed on Twitter that not surprised is a hashtag that's trending. Now, you can ask yourself, is that because people believe, well, I'm not surprised because this is a racist country? Or do you think people are saying not surprised because of the facts in this case? Because you can't ignore the facts, especially if you're a juror. And I just want to kick a shout out to the jury. It's not easy. Coming from someone who has some experience in this, it's not easy to find a jury who are willing to help, who are willing to step away from it, be apolitical, look at the facts, and have the courage to put the facts in front of themselves. These jury members were, and we'll talk about what was occurring with some of the media outlets, especially MSNBC, were under attack, and they continue to be. These jury members did their job. They are the only ones, including myself, that can say they heard, who aren't involved in the investigation or involved in the incident, that heard all the evidence in detail. Now, I heard a lot of it because I watched a lot of it. But they are the only ones that heard and saw everything. Now, we're going to demonize them for coming up with a decision, whether you like it or not. It's not easy to pick these juries and to be on a jury. I've had to do both. They heard all the evidence and made a decision. They did their job. So hats off to them. And you can remember that this deliberation took multiple days, 3.5 days. So they took their time. This hashtag, not surprised, is amazing to me. Because if you are a common sense person, not looking through any filter, or trying not to, and you saw any of the evidence, including the video, you would have known right away that the evidence never supported the prosecution. It never supported any other finding than not guilty, especially with what he was charged with. He was overcharged. So knowing that he was overcharged, or if you believe he was overcharged, then yeah, it's not surprising. But if you believe that you're not surprised because this country is systemically racist or at its roots racist, then you just weren't listening to the facts. You may believe that, but this case does not lead towards that conclusion. It just doesn't. And by doing that, you're telling the jury that you believe they are wrong and they are racist when they are the only ones outside of people involved who heard all the evidence in detail, saw every one of them speak, heard all the arguments that they were allowed to hear by the court. That's not fair to them. They don't deserve that. They deserve our gratitude because they were driven through a blacked out bus, through bullhorns being yelled. They weren't sequestered. I thought that was a huge mistake by the judge, who I think is a good, honest judge, who was appointed originally by a Democrat, by the way. He should have sequestered them. They were at risk the whole time, and we can talk about that here in a moment. Even if they're trying not to, it's hard to avoid all that stuff. It's just like when you don't want to know the results of a game because you got it on tape and you want to watch it later. It's almost impossible. How do you think this is? So after the verdict, Mr. Rittenhouse collapsed. Doesn't look fake to me. Don't know how I would have reacted, but this is a 17-year-old who hasn't had the benefit of life experience, an additional 30 years of life. But I can only imagine what he was feeling. Getting to the media, MSNBC in particular. Someone is apprehended for a traffic violation, stopped, issued tickets, who is trying to follow the jury bus. There's preliminary information that indicates he was trying to take pictures of the jury. That's what he told the officers. Now, all the evidence isn't in. We'll have to revisit that, and I'll correct it if I'm wrong. But that's what they were indicating in the official release. And the judge said this in open court. They then barred MSNBC from it. Oh, by the way, the person that was implicated who told him to do this has scrubbed all their social media. Why would they do that? If it's all on the up and up and legit, why would they do that? I don't know. You know, people can be vicious. That may be the reason. But anyway. So MSNBC is barred from the building for the rest of the trial. Now, here's another piece of that, too. There was an individual that was trying to use his phone to video the jury earlier in the proceedings. I wonder if this is a second time, the bus incident, that MSNBC was involved. That's why they were barred. Because to be fair to NBC, this is a freelance journalist who was working for the producer of MSNBC or NBC News. Regardless, the judge found cause to bar them from the building. Imagine that. MSNBC, one of the huge, huge media outlets in our country, barred from the trial of the century. It's only been 21 years, but trial of the century. It's got to be something to it. I don't know all the facts, but it's got to be something to it. Trial's over. So I start to watch. Talk about hashtag not surprised. MSNBC doubles down. Brian Williams is a clown. Is an absolute clown. Go check him out on YouTube. Unbelievable on his take last night. Absolute clown. Now, Joe Biden, he has one of those slips where he actually talks like an American and says, I backed the jury process. I backed what they concluded. Then the puppet masters made him put out a tweet later in the day. Probably was one of the more honest and best things he said when he was confronted with the jury decision. He gave an honest answer that he backs the jury. Of course, they had to correct that. So now, all these elitists, MSNBC, they're all just bashing, continuing to double down the lies. Even though if you'd watched the trial, you would know that what they're saying is absolutely false. And I think people do. I think people do. They do know that they're lying. CNN and ABC kind of gave it a fair shake and covered it as it was. There was a couple little digs in there, but not like MSNBC and TYT. Go check out that channel. Wow. I don't care if you agree with what they're saying or not, but you have to admit that it's completely one-sided and biased. There is no non-biased, apolitical reporting going on anywhere near NBC and TYT. It's just not happening. So what's really at stake here, guys, and the take that we have here at OTR, is that they are trying to make it impossible to have a fair trial. Whether you agree with the decision or not, or you think that it really was not self-defense, that could be you. That could be your family member. That could be your grandson. That could be your granddaughter. They're trying to make it so that there's no fair trials anymore. They're attacking the jury, putting out lies. Even though it came out in trial that that is a lie, they're continuing to say it. They're still continuing to say that he crossed state lines with a firearm to kill people. It wasn't his rifle. There was a guy who testified that said, I gave it to him. Mr. Rittenhouse's father and job are in Kenosha, in that area. But they continue to lie, and they're going to continue to lie. Why would they do that? Because the narrative is king. The narrative is king. There are many people who are watching that side of the aisle's media outlet, especially NBC, who didn't even know that all parties involved were white. They're just learning that. That's what's really at stake. They're trying to influence and manipulate these institutions through these media outlets, in more particular, MSNBC. Hey guys, tell me what you think about this take. If you think I'm wrong, leave me a comment. If you think I'm right, give me a thumbs up emoji. Either way, if you're listening on the audio side of the house, go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And that goes for all the OTR Vantage Point episodes, as well as Warhog Words of Wisdom and On the Range podcast with Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense, our flagship show, which is hugely popular in the top 2.5% globally. Couldn't have done it without you. Really happy, really thankful. If you want to support the show, at the very least, share these audio shows and these video shows. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/ontherangepodcast. Support what we're doing. Like I said, we're trying to hire a producer. We're trying to do other things to boost our reach and to make the product better. Like I said before, alternative media sources, podcasts, things like that are widely popular and important right now because you have clowns like NBC and Brian Williams and Joy Reid and all these guys at best aren't being honest. So thank you for joining and have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.